You're in the trenches with Dave Lapham, brought to you by First Star Logistics. The Bengals fall to the Giants 25-22, and Dave Lapham was there for the call. Dave, give me your thoughts on the second preseason game of the 2022 season.
Well, this one, the first game was about penalties, and this one started out in the same way, but this one ended up being more about missed opportunities. There's no question about it. I mean, the Bengals in the first half had three consecutive possessions that started in New York Giant territory. Their second possession of the game after an interception started at the Giants' 49-yard line. They get one first down and settle for a field goal. Their second opportunity starts at the Giants' 24-yard line. They get no first downs, and they have to settle for a field goal. They run four plays, and they get minus 2 yards on four snaps. The third opportunity was a fumble. The Giants fumble the ball at their own 15-yard line. They go four snaps and generate 2 yards and have to settle for a field goal. So out of those three unbelievable chances and opportunities that they had possession-wise, they get 9 points, and that came back and bit them. There's no question about it. But I do want to give credit to linebacker Clay Johnson. I mean, this kid, man, he was old school out there. This guy had a game that anybody that played football would be proud of, and he was out there snap after snap after snap. At linebacker, he had 16 unassisted tackles, 4 assists, a 20-tackle night. He's going to sleep well. I'm sure he'll be passed out cold on the plane flight home just out of sheer exhaustion. And now he's going to have to try to recover and get that body back as quickly as he can, because the Bengals have a short week after playing a Sunday night game and turn around and have to play on Saturday.
Jackson Carmen misses this game because of COVID protocols, but Cordell Volson, he took all those reps. That has to help him. What's your thoughts on how Cordell Volson played?
Yeah, I think it's kind of early to tell. I didn't notice anything glaring, and I didn't notice anything spectacular. I think he had a fairly solid, consistent game. He took every snap, and so did Adeniji at the left tackle position, and Trey Hill played every snap of the game at center and at the right guard spot as well. So there were some offensive linemen that stepped up and did the yeoman's job in terms of number of snaps as well. But I can understand why they're not playing starters. You see some freak injuries that take place, non-contact injuries around the league, not even in preseason games, just in practices. So you try to do everything you possibly can to get people available and ready to go in the regular season opener against the Pittsburgh Steelers. But, boy, a lot of guys paid a price tonight in terms of playing a ton of snaps. There's no two ways about it. They only had 54 players of the 80-plus players on the roster. They only had 54 available to them tonight. It was almost like a regular season game. They didn't have to deactivate seven guys, but it was crazy. They were down to their last offensive lineman that was available when they had one get nicked up. So it was a survival game. There's no question about it, but just couldn't quite finish it off. Like I said, if they had taken advantage of opportunities a little bit more so in the first half, it wouldn't have come down to a second half seat squirmer like it was.
Lassiter has a big game again, but you probably remember that drop 2-point conversion.
Yeah, the drop 2-point conversion was something that I'm sure he'd love to have back. And Pryor made plays. Those two guys are in a battle royale. There's no question about it. And that's every time you have something like that, I'm sure that's all he'll be thinking about on the plane flight home. He'll see that pass that should have been caught in the back line of the end zone. That 2-point conversion over and over and over in his mind as he tries to close his eyes and maybe get a little bit of rest. I'm not sure that he'll be doing much sleeping. So, those are the kind of things that that you don't want to have happen to you as you're battling for a final roster spot, in that in final 8 or 9 roster spots on the football team or on the practice squad as such, if you're not claimed by another team in the league after you're waived by the Cincinnati Bengals, if it does come down to that. So there's a lot of pressure, and pressure does strange things sometimes to guys, but one play like that, he's made a lot of really good plays. He made some good plays tonight as well. So, you have to evaluate the entire body of work, not just one snap.
We're always talking special teams. Chris Evans, making sure that he's got good film no matter what happens as this preseason continues.
Yeah, Chris Evans showed real good patience. I mean, he was outside the numbers on the left side of the football field and ran his way all the way over to the right side. They had a return on to the right side, but when the ball was kicked left, I wasn't sure he was going to be able to get over there and pick up blockers like he did, but they did a good job in terms of, not committing any penalties, blocking in the back or holding or anything like that, and they got him started. And he showed patience and showed a little bit of burst, and that was a big time return that he had for sure. Anything like that is going to do nothing but heighten your possibility of making the football team. The more you can do, as they say, and Chris Evans had a big one tonight, no doubt.
Dave, touch on the fact that this team came out. It wasn't like exciting that first half, but they came out in the second half and looked a lot more inspired, ready to play. I don't know if Zach Taylor said anything to them or it just all came together. Because as you're saying, most of the guys play on that field are the backups.
Yeah. When in the early stages of the football game, in some cases, when didn't take full advantage of the field position opportunities, it was the number twos of the Cincinnati Bengals going against the number ones of the New York Giants defense. And that's a pretty good defensive football team. You know, they can hold their own and more. There's no question about that. So, in the preseason, when you do have matchups like that, you're definitely climbing uphill if it's twos against ones. And then in the second half, it was more of an even ball game. But I think probably Lou Anarumo is going to be a little bit disappointed in some of the coverage. You know, there were guys ended up working themselves too wide open, I thought, in some key situations. And third down was a big, big factor, you know, in the football game. Final numbers on that. Let me find that real quick here in the team stats. It was not favorable for the Cincinnati Bengals. I remember at one point that they were 1-for-10. On third down, and the only third down that they converted was the touchdown that Johnson had. So they found themselves way too many third and eight, third and 10, third and 12 situations. You know, first and second down failure led to third down disaster. And there's no doubt that was a huge factor in the football game. And the Giants still were able to stay on the field, you know, on a more regular basis. So they ended up 9-for-16 on third down. The Bengals were 4-for-13. And so Bengals were under 31%, and the Giants converted over 56% during the course of the game. That's gonna, you know, add up, and it did. There's no doubt.
One thing I noticed on the one touchdown run, great job by Adeniji Folsom. And also, we talked earlier, Justin Rigg, the tight end, who's trying to make a spot on this squad as a blocking tight end. And with injuries, he's taking advantage of it.
Yeah, he is. And I know the LA Rams waived the tight end that the Bengals have some interest in. So it'd be interesting if the Bengals pick up the LA Rams tight end and he comes to Cincinnati and he practices against his former team for a couple of days here in Cincinnati. So I do know that they are scouring the waiver wire, you know, for opportunities at the tight end position and trying to figure out who's got a pretty good balance of players at the tight end position, maybe letting a really good one go in the final cut. So that's all being contemplated now by the personnel department. But Rigg had a good had a real nice block on a run up the gut that Patrick had. He motioned across the backfield and took the defensive lineman's legs right off from under him, and the first thing that hit was a space pass, so a one-point landing right in the smush, and gave a nice lane for Patrick to take advantage of. So this kid's not bashful. He's very physical. There's no question about it.
We have to talk about Dax Hill. The first-round draft pick is impressive each week. We see more and more of what he can do.
Yeah, he had six tackles. He had an interception, diving interception. I think he's a big-time playmaker. I think he's going to be somebody that they're going to count on to make a lot of plays for them down the stretch.
Dave, any final thoughts you have before we let you go so you can catch the bus and get the flight home back to Cincinnati?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, Dave, I gotta jump right now. I gotta get on the bus because it'll pull away on me right here.
Safe travels, Dave.
At First Star Logistics, we're a very strict company that really puts the pressure on our employees. Brakes? What are those?
That's what I'm talking about, Icky. Get the body right, then the mind's right. You know,
gotta get that body right.
That's right.
Yes, sir.
Become a star with a chance to earn the highest commission percentages in the industry as a freight broker agent. Check out FirstStarLogistics.com.